unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Yeah, kind of a sad day in the entertainment world. Mm-hmm. In the world, really. Dolly Parton passed away yesterday, 80 years old. They did say she had cancer, but they didn't say what kind of cancer it was, and no one really knew what was going on with her. She was a very private person, which I loved because it was like, it's none of your business. It's my life. It's my my health. But I don't think anybody thought that she was not going to make it. I think people thought she's just getting older and battling some health issues, but no one saw that coming, I don't think, yesterday.
Well, I think the death of her husband last year also threw her for a loop. And
I agree with that.
I think that she was very, very sad. They had been together married for almost 60 years. And I think that, you know, probably played a factor in it as well. And I think that she was one of those people. And you and I were talking about this just a minute ago off air. And it's hard to put it into words because I don't know what that thing is. But she had that thing where she was wildly successful, wildly talented, bigger than life. And yet you felt close to her, like she could be.
Oh, if she came in the room right now, I feel like I could give her a hug and sit down with her, and I wouldn't feel like I'm crossing a line.
Correct.
And you don't have that with, maybe there's three celebrities in the world or people that have of that fame that you could maybe think that way about.
Right. And I don't know what that is, that they could be that approachable likable and feeling like you are, like they're not
above you.
A different category. Yeah.
I know
what
you mean.
She felt like one of us.
Yeah.
Even though she was this gigantic international worldwide celebrity, everybody knows the name, and you're like, but yet, I mean, we talked to her. She couldn't be more humble and just, she's not pretentious. So I don't know, normal isn't the right word, but
no, but,
she was just,
but
like
just a regular person.
I know. Yeah.
And I did find the interview that we did, and we are going to share it with you later in the show because we're going to find it. We had to do it on Zoom, so I just have to make sure it's like loud enough and
Well, it was 2020. It was like right in the beginning of COVID. And so we interviewed her, and she was just everything.
I know.
You would hope she was, because so many times, you know, you build a celebrity up in your head, and then you see an interview with them or you meet them.
Oh, and they let you down.
And they let you down. And she was just everything you think she would be.
Well, this is why she's in a category, to me, alone with the Betty Whites and people like that, because so many other people, when they reach that level for decades of fame and success, They're rude in person. You always hear your stories. Don't stand on the right of me, stand on the left of me. And she didn't have any of that. That to me is why she lasted and had the legacy she had.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
You are enough. And anyone who tells you otherwise isn't worth your time. You got this. Yes, I'm talking to you. Other people didn't always believe in me. And in those times, I had to believe in myself. Plus, nothing's better than proving people wrong.
I love everything about her mindset, too. And you were talking about it a few minutes ago. People used to refer to her as the dumb blonde. And she always would say, that's fine with me because I'm not dumb and I'm not blonde. And
exactly.
And the story behind I Will Always Love You, I just love that story because it was in the 70s when she wrote that song.
Yep.
And Elvis wanted to sing it. And the manager said, if he does, we own half the publishing.
She said, no, thank you. And that's at a time when you didn't walk away from Elvis.
Or women.
And
a woman who wrote the song walking away from a deal would be unheard of. Everybody said, you're an idiot. What are you doing?
Right.
And she
shrewd businesswoman. And I mean that in the best way. She had this image of being this, you know, blonde bombshell. But... you know, the exterior was not what she was about. She was extremely bright, extremely good at managing the money and all of that. And she knew her worth. Mm. You know, she just knew her worth and she stuck to it for decades.
I like to think that there's more money to be made than the money I've been making. I've been working too hard, too long, for too little.
What do you make? What did you make as a country star?
Maybe $500,000 to $600,000 a year. But you know, that's, you got to pay expenses and this sort of thing. Of course, that's not counting records and that sort of thing.
Amen, Dolly Parton.
I know. But also, you knew your worth.
Well, I did. I knew that what I was supposed to do. And I thought, I'm not getting paid enough. But that's amazing to go back and, you know, remember, that's what I always felt in my heart, that I had something to give, and I thought it was worth something, you know, and I still do.
I love that. That was, they went back to an interview with Barbara Walters in 1977. So just to put it in context, she was making that kind of money as a woman in 1977 and knew that wasn't what she was worth. She was worth more. Amen.
I know.
Imagine.
I know. And you got to remember that, everyone, whoever you are out there, you're starting up in a business and you're doubting. I mean, just, it's hard to do. It's easier said than done, but you got to just do it and follow Dolly.
I know.
Well, we'll take calls on, if you want to call in and talk about it, you know, did you love her? Did you ever see her in concert? You know, what was it? And I don't know. We were talking about this too. If there are any celebrities that still have that feeling of that connection to the people, somebody that's been around for decades, somebody that has had an incredible amount of success and still has that relatability and that kindness.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call in and share your thoughts about all of it if you'd like. 617-655-1067. I'd love to see if anybody did see her in concert, if there are any moments like that, or if you ever met her.
Imagine seeing her at the Grand Ole Opry. I wish I had seen that. Oh,
I know. But I'm sure people in our audience, maybe you met her once at a meet and greet or an event. She did our Christmas lighting a few years back.
Yeah.
Maybe you met her then. Call and share the story if you want. 617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.